hate the off season. You know, if we don't get some customers soon, I don't know how I'm gonna make it through.
Oh, you people are pathetic. If any of you had a lick of business sense, you could just ride it out like I do. You wanna know my secret?
No.
I scare my employees into thinking I'm gonna lay them off. Then, when I agree to keep them on at half pay, they're so grateful they'll do whatever I want.
Oh, they don't actually fall for that.
Okay, Roy, I scraped your shower grout, I drained your septic tank, and I dewormed your dog.
No, you don't have to do those disgusting jobs for Roy. And what's with the outfit?
I'm an Aeromass junior executive trainee.
Nice work, Junior. Now get down to the old folks' home, give my mom her foot massage.
Gotcha. You know, I thought I was gonna have to start at the bottom.
Hey.
How was your flight?
What flight? One measly passenger. Some woman trying to leave her husband. The last minute, the guy runs out, they have a tearful reunion and go home to their kids. You think they thought about my feelings for 1 minute?
Brian, you ready to go?
Yeah, let's go.
So where are you two off to?
Who says we're going anywhere? I mean, we're going somewhere. It's just, you know, we're special, okay?
Well, enjoy yourselves.
What is that supposed to mean?
Alex, we'll see you guys later. Yeah, have a nice time. So long.
You people just can't leave it alone, can you?
Come on.
Fine, fine. I guess we'll find out eventually. Go ahead, make your cracks.
I recognize that outfit. You're a serving wench down at King Arthur's Bar and Grill.
Yes, Roy, I am. Are you happy?
Ecstatic.
Look at me. I'm mean to myself. I'm a lowly waitress.
Well, thank you, Alex.
No, I mean, I didn't mean it that way. It's just that, well, my helicopter business has been so bad that I have to, you know, do something to make ends meet.
Well, that's okay, Alex. You wouldn't believe some of the things we've done to get through the off-season.
Yeah, I remember 1 year business was so bad, I'd take a job as a private pilot. And, well, let me just tell you, never work for a celebrity.
Shouldn't he be in a cage or something?
Don't worry.
Well, how do I know that all of a sudden you won't think my head's a coconut?
As long as I'm here, Mr. Bongo's fine.
Well, good. So I understand these little guys have the strength of 4 men.
6.
Hey. Would you tell him to give me back my hat, please?
Oh, he's just bored. He usually watches the movie, but not in this bucket.
Look, I happen to think that this plane is plenty good enough for Mr. Bongo. Now, I am the pilot. I give the orders here. And I want my hat back.
Okay, Bongo, give him back his hat.
Thank you.
Actually, he's behaving very well. Coming in from Paris, some stewardess tried to bump him back into coach, and he went nuts.
What was he doing in Paris?
Bongo is representing the United States at an economic summit. What do you think he was doing? His act.
So, what does he do? Wear a dress and roller skate?
God, please, that old cliche? This chimp's a class act.
Obviously. Most chimps use their feet to do that.
Bongo, I told you. That and the other thing we do not do in public.
Look, I want you to know that I usually run my own airline. I don't usually do this kind of work. You know, it is the slow season and, well, things, you know, taper off. But you understand how that is, right? Right? Come on, wake up. Aren't you supposed to be watching Mr. Bongo over here? Hey, come on, wake up! Huh. Oh, great, great. The man controlling the animal is out cold. All right. Okay, Joe. Don't be nervous. Just relax. Everything's gonna be fine. So I gotta tell you, Planet of the Apes is my favorite movie. Yeah, you're right. Darwin's theory of evolution. Any thoughts?
No, I don't think I believe it either. Hey, listen here. Look, you can listen to me, you hairy little runt. I don't care how big you are in Europe. You cut out right now. I mean it. I will turn this plane around. If I have to come back there, you are going to be in big trouble. You want me to pull over?
God, it sounds just like father.
All right, look. There's no movie. There's no in-flight meal. What the hell do you want?
Oh, no. There is no way that you are flying this plane. You happy now?
Oh, I still cannot believe you let a monkey fly that plane.
Why not? He lets you fly it.
The off-season is a difficult time for everyone. I mean, we've all had to take on jobs that we weren't thrilled with, but speaking for myself, I've always made it a point not to do anything that was beneath my dignity.
Oh, really? Well, Faye, that's not how I remember it.
For the best lobster you ever got your claws on, and get your tail down to Bernie's lobster bucket, just tell them Lucy the Lobster sent you and get a free oyster shooter. Honey, I'd completely forgotten that. Thanks so much for reminding me.
Come on, Faye, it wasn't that bad. At least you got a date out of it.
Yeah, he invited me up to his hotel room. Wanted me to wear the outfits.
Well, Faye, that's still better than the job I had. One year, I was so broke, I had to work as a salesman. But I couldn't sell a thing. I'd never been so desperate in my life.
This all looks so wonderful. I never realized that one company could handle all my funeral needs.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And at a fair price. As we say at Whispering Pines Mortuary, we'll put you under without putting you under.
Funny.
When it comes to caskets, we have many different models to choose from.
Which one's the best?
That would be the El Presidente, but it's very expensive.
I'll take it.
You're kidding?
Yeah.
You won't be sorry. Okay. Now, have you given any thought to a burial plot?
No, but I suppose I'm going to need a place to park that El Presidente.
We have a wide range of eternal resting places to choose.
Which one's the best?
Well, that would be the Ponderosa.
Oh, the Ponderosa. Give me one of those.
Really? Thank you.
Do you know what I'd like? I'd like a mausoleum. Can I have a mausoleum?
You betcha.
What's the top of the line?
The Taj Mahal.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Give me the Taj.
Okay, let's see. That's one El Presidente, one Ponderosa, and the Taj Mahal. Anything else?
What's left?
Only thing missing is you. it's a little pricey.
Oh, that's no problem. I got my checkbook right here.
Okay. Well, You know, one more big sale like this and I qualify to win a trip to Aruba.
Oh, you'll love it. I went there with my pinochle club.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for choosing Whispering Pines.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Sorry, I forgot my pen and I just... Oh, my God! What are you doing?
Nothing.
You're trying to kill yourself.
No, I'm not.
Who are you kidding? You have a rope around your neck.
Oh, it's no big deal. It's just that... Well, I have nothing to live for.
Oh, no. There must be something. What about your lovely wife?
I caught her in bed with my brother.
Oh, that's gotta hurt. What about these beautiful children?
Daughter's a hooker, son's in a cult. Anything else, this is starting to chafe.
Okay. What about your business? You provide a service to people. Where would the world be without...
It doesn't matter. My partner embezzled every dime, ran off with our secretary. I'm in debt up to my eyeballs.
God, this is the saddest story. Hold on a sec. If you're so broke... How could you write me this check?
Don't worry, my life insurance will cover it.
Oh, good. Well, they don't pay off on a suicide.
They don't?
Of course not. If they did, I would have killed myself months ago. Some nice guy. You're going to stick me with a bum check.
Oh, now I made you angry.
Angry? Why should I be angry? Just because you screw me out of a fat commission and a free vacation?
Look, I'm sorry.
Sorry ain't gonna get my butt to Aruba, pal. I wish I was dead.
Oh, hey, now. Look, wait a minute now. That's crazy talk. You don't mean that.
Yes, I do. I'm a failure.
Oh, no! You must have something to live for. You've got a good job.
I sell funeral plots to crazy people.
Well, what about your lovely wife?
Don't even have a girlfriend. Last woman I went out with since become a man.
You know, I always wonder how they did that.
Oh, what difference does it make?
God, we're quite a pair, huh?
You're telling me we're pathetic.
I'll tell you what. I want to help you somehow. How about if I don't kill myself?
What good would that do? Unless you still want the funeral arrangements.
Well, it's tempting, but if I don't kill myself, there's no way I can afford it.
I just can't catch a break in this country.
Antonio, you saved that man's life. It was so clever of you to make your life sound so horrible.
Huh? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you know, I had to think of something.
Okay, Roy, I visited your mom at the home, and I gave her that foot massage.
Oh, no! This is ridiculous. You're not a management trainee. You're a slave.
Even if that were true, Faye, it's the off-season. I mean, what else am I going to do?
Well, they need another serving wench down at King Arthur's.
Well, it's a pretty outfit, but I don't think I have the hips for it.
I want to hear Chapel tell the story of her worst job.
Oh, well, you can forget it because you're not going to.
Oh, everybody, back off. Back off. No. If Helen doesn't want to tell the story, then she doesn't have to tell the story.
Thank you.
I'll tell. About 3 years ago, there was a friend of mine who's a magician, used to put on magic shows, you know, for make some side money. Taught me a few tricks. And the night he was supposed to perform at Roy's Lodge, his props arrived. But he didn't. So I filled in. And as you can see, Alakazam! The cane is gone. Thank you. Thank you very much. For my next trick, I will...
Bring on the broad!
I will bring on the broad. I give you my lovely and talented assistant, Helena! The Amazing Brian needs a moment. Helen, come on, I'm dying out here. Come on!
I changed my mind. I don't want those jerks to see me in this. There are 200 Roys out there.
Helen, try to remember why we're doing this, okay? We need the money.
Okay, how much am I getting again?
Oh, we're getting 100 apiece.
Oh, okay, let's just do this and get it over with.
See? I mean, and that dress is not revealing at all. It's not. Okay, so, fluff up your tassels and let's go. Okay. And now for our fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic...
Oh, get on with it.
Here's our next thing. You can see my lovely and talented assistant, Helena. Wait. What are you doing? We're not doing the box thing yet.
I don't let these guys stare at me.
Apparently, we're moving on to the grand finale. The Chinese Chamber of Doom. Which, as you can see, contains the gorgeous body of the lovely Helena.
Can I get in there with her?
What a bunch of jerks.
Observe carefully these razor-sharp swords. As I thrust them into the box.
Say, are we getting paid in cash?
Helen, you have swords going through you. Look like you're enjoying it. Please note that these razor-sharp swords are piercing the tender flesh of the lovely Helena. Helena. That's what I thought.
Get off the stage, you bum!
Well, thank you. You've been a glorious audience. And remember, when in doubt, designated driver. Thank you.
I'll see if I can get the show on the road now. Hold on.
Open it.
That's stuck.
It's stuck?
Hey, Hackett. Get yourself over here. Come on.
Wait, stay here. I'll be right back.
No, don't leave me here.
Hackett, you are in trouble here.
What are you talking about?
This is a stag party. They want to see a stripper.
Fine, so bring on a stripper.
She's already on.
Not the lovely Helena.
Damn right, not the lovely Helena.
You guys better work something out, because these guys are expecting a show.
Don't worry. Just sit tight. I'll get the car.
Yeah, get the car.
Okay.
Should be ashamed of yourselves. And Buzz Crandall, what are you doing here? I went to elementary school with you. I know your wife and your kids. And Roy Biggins. Well, you're a bad example. But you're my dentist. And Reverend, need I say more? Now, can you people actually tell me that the highlight of your week is going to be me taking my clothes off? Yeah! Oh, I see. You're throwing money. You're bribing me. Let me tell you something. This is appalling. This is despicable. This is a twin.
trapped in the box? How did you get out?
Well, Brian strapped me to the roof of his Jeep. And then he brought me back here, and Lowell cut me out with a power saw. And he peeked.
All right, maybe I did peek. Might I say I was more than a little disappointed.
Well, thank you, Lowell.
Yeah, you know, once you see inside that chamber of doom, it really takes a mystery out of that sword trick.
You know, I feel better knowing that you guys did stupider things than I'm doing. I guess King Arthur's Bar and Grill doesn't seem so bad. Ready, Brian?
Yeah.
See you guys later.
Good night. Have fun.
Well, at least we made it feel better.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, anybody got plans for tonight?
Nah.
No.
No? What do you think? You want to catch a movie?
Nah.
No.
Bowling?
Huh? Not me.
Bowling? Yeah. Go down to King Arthur's, make fun of Alex wearing that dopey dress?
Yeah.
No, you're dope.
The hairstylist on the upcoming episode of Cheers is Marilyn Patricia Phillips. Her work can also be seen on Frasier, Friends, and the classic frat party film, Animal House. But you probably already knew that. Stay tuned.